Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I tell you, we have an exciting show for you today. I have an awesome, phenomenal guest that I'm going to be introducing to you in just a minute. I'm so glad you decided to tune into the show today. Here we are, Friday, right on the brink of the middle of May this weekend. I tell you, I hope you are as excited and as motivated, empowered, and activated as I am. I tell you, I am fired up, jacked up sideways, and ready to take it to the next level. Good morning to my very special guest, Kalithia Jenkins. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am excited. I am so glad that we could get you back. This is so great. We got all technologies working well this morning, so I am overly excited about that. And I can't wait. Oh, yes.
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, let me tell you. I tell you, it's an early morning for many people to have to get up. Some people are even getting up as early as 4 a.m. to tune in to this show.
Definitely, I'm one of them.
Okay, now you're in California.
Yes, I'm in California right now.
Wow. Well, you know what? We so honor and appreciate your diligence to getting up to be on the Coach Lisa Show this time of morning. Wow. Well, you have a lot to share. You have a lot going on, things that I feel fit so timely and so perfectly with the mission and the plan and the purpose of the Coach Lisa Show, which is to motivate, empower, and activate people to move outside of their current situations, people to think outside of the box and to really, really, really live life, I mean, you know, on purpose, to live up to their fullest potential. I mean, I've seen people go from homeless to great levels of success and personal achievement in life. I've seen individuals who were incarcerated 5, 10, 15, 20 years come out, start a business, grow their business, and then begin to help hundreds of other people. So I've actually experienced this in my own life, having gone from being molested to having gone to jail for prostitution, and now sitting on several boards where people are, you know, people of great esteem, and, you know, being here on the radio and other things. So I take a personal interest in people like you, Kalithia, who are out there helping people. And what I love about your website, of the Build, Grow, and Enjoy.com website, for those of you who don't know about her website, please go to her website. It's phenomenal. I want to tell you just a little bit about her before I, you know, just let her rip, as they say, just let it rip. She is the owner of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and it promotes financial literacy through education and communication. She is also on WIGO, it's 1570 AM, The Light Atlanta. It's a radio station there. Now, buildgrowandenjoy.com is where you can go and you can connect with Miss Kalithia. You can post comments on her website. Her website is very active. You can sign up for her newsletter. You can take part in her, you know, blogs, and you can join the groups that she has. And I'm telling you, oh my God, she has a program on here where it says start with 10,000 and retire with 1,000,000. Wow. I mean, she has a lot going on. She works with clients and helping them in saving thousands and thousands of dollars by instituting goal-oriented and strategic planning techniques as an aspect of her work that she finds exceptionally gratifying. Kalithia's motto to all her clients is not how much you make, it's how much you keep. Excessive debt can be rid of no matter what a person's financial situation may be with a strategic financial plan. Financial planning is not just for the wealthy, it's for everyone. And I think that is so interesting and so powerful to know. She also has a passion to share her expertise by educating the communities, and she volunteers her time to teaching financial literacy. So I know, with saying that right there, I know you are a busy woman. Because
extremely.
you have a powerful tool that people want to know about. And I just wanted to, you know, share some of that background, because I know there are individuals who are tuned into the show who are going to be excited to get to know you. So I want to just welcome others that are tuned in. Certainly, Ms. Patricia Martin, again, thank her so much for going out there and getting awesome, awesome, interesting guests like yourself. Powerful, dynamic, phenomenal women. So we so thank her. Also, Ms. Virginia Dancy, who is also part of a team where we're putting together this Releasing Your Inner Power conference in North Carolina. And so I'm glad that she's getting a chance to meet you and those who are in the chat room. Dr. Paul Kiriazi, as you might remember from our last show, he is all the way in Tokyo, Japan. And I know, and he lives there. He's doing great things over there. He's also into personal development and professional development, as well as he is a movie maker. And then there are others, the Master of Motivation, he's an awesome person, Mr. Howard Scott. So I'm glad that all of these individuals are here, and we welcome the guests in the chat room. And I want to introduce to you again Ms. Kalithia Jenkins, who is a financial expert, among other things. She's also a radio show host, and hosts a show right here on Blog Talk Radio. So tell us, Ms. Kalithia Jenkins, with a background like yours, and as much training and speaking and interviews as you do, I almost want to say, just take it away and just, you know, share with us the importance of understanding money and wealth and how we can, because, you know, let's face it, the reality is, do we want to be wealthy? Yes. Do we want a lot of money? Yes. So, do we have a lot? No. Okay, but we want to get there. So if you could give us some tips that we can apply, everyday people, you know, right now. And some of us are business owners. Hope Harper owns her own dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, but at the same time, you know, she has to try to amass wealth for herself as well. And people like myself and others, we have authors. And so go ahead. Tell us, what are we doing wrong? And just help us, please.
Well, you know, everyone's situation is unique or different. Like I said, I'm a financial planner by trade. So, you know, I take a snapshot of everybody's financial situation. And I just kind of create a financial plan from where they're at to where they desire. But if I was to say anything just from just key points, I would just say it starts with education, just knowing the value of money. That's where you should start, and definitely budgeting, knowing how much you make and how much you spend. I always have a rule, 70% of what you make is for your everyday living, 20% of that should be for saving, and that's another thing that people need to start doing. And 10% of that should be, you know, for your entertainment, because you do, you know, you should treat yourself every now and then. But it just comes with budgeting, saving, and then just that self-control between the needs and wants. And when I say needs and wants, I mean, do you really need to pay your mortgage? Yes. Do you really need to buy that Prada bag? No. So it's a want. So I just suggest people to start looking at things in that angle. And you know, if you don't really need it, then save it.
So it sounds like to me that then amassing wealth, building wealth, starts then with a choice. One could get, for instance, if you have a person that, let's just say you work every day and you have a job, and I'm just going to use a general amount, a dollar. So let's just say you make $40,000 a year. And you could take two people, both making that amount. So one person decides to spend all their, what is that, discretionary income? That they have left over from paying all their bills. They take that money and they just go shopping with it.
Right.
Whereas,
that's not it.
And then the other person takes that money and let's just say doesn't go shopping, but with a very small amount of that money. So then 10 years down the line, let's just say they're both for 30 at the time. So at 40, the person who just went shopping with all their discretionary income, they really will have much of nothing in terms of any wealth accumulated anywhere. But the person who saved some, they may have about anything from where? 10,000 to possibly?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. There's a lot of different unique instruments that you can actually save your money into. Specifically, what I like to utilize is, and what a lot of people, especially in our community, don't understand is people don't understand that you can use insurance to really build your wealth over a strategic timeline. As a financial planner, insurance is a very unique way to build your wealth because you can structure it for, you know, your time frame, accumulating the dividends within these policies. Not only that, protecting yourself in case of disability, you and your family. And if you were to die, a lot of pieces that people forget, and this is where it lacks, is, you know, when we die off, what are we leaving for our family? What legacy are we leaving? Are we leaving with debt? Are we leaving with, you know, that love letter? That's what we call it, that love letter for life, you know, so that they can maintain that lifestyle. So it just depends on the unique strategies. My specific strategy is insurance planning because you get all three umbrellas, the distribution, the accumulation, and the protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've heard that before, too, mentioned about that insurance. We were actually talking about that on another show, so here that's coming back again. And so we see now there's some, you know, there's some importance there to be looking into these and you know, sit down with a financial planner. Also, you talk about everybody's situation being different, and so that is why people need to, you know, schedule time. You know, so you really said, you know, a lot of your schedule time into our schedules to sit down with a financial planner because our situations are so unique. It's not just like a blanket program out there that's going to fit everybody. Is that what you're saying? That not just a general eight steps do this.
Right. Yeah, look, I can have 100 plans in front of me and none of them would be the same. But if I was to say anything just across the board, very basic, I would just say, you know, you definitely want a budget, you want to save, and you need to know your needs and wants to help you with that. And just control that, control the spending. That's what it is. I mean, if you want to have money, you got to save it. You just can't spend it. If you want your money to grow, my specific, you know, strategy is through insurance planning. There's a lot of unique ways that so many different strategies, but I do want to get the word out there for people to know because it's concepts that the wealthy pretty much is very educated on, strategies that's been going on for 200 plus years that has not really been taught to the masses of people. That creates wealth to the wealthy. Through the insurance planning, because as you know also, a big portion of our income is paid out through taxes. Well, insurance can be an umbrella to protect you from that while you're growing your money. And there's ways to even pull your money without being taxed. So, I mean, it's just so many unique ways, but if I was to say that as a foundation, those are just the specific ways that I would just say as easy as I can. But budget, save, and just know your needs and wants, and insurance planning.
Well, without giving too much away, because I know you guys have your, you know, your knowledge base of information, but without giving an exact number, without giving the exact strategy, though you did give us one main strategy, would be looking into various insurance type of opportunities, number one, because of the whole of the tax piece of, you know, your money is protected from tax, such as with IRAs, 401s, and some other saving tools out there, or investing, Zillow, like a savings tool. Now, how many different kinds of strategies would you say, in a number, it could be 5, it could be 10, it could be 1, that, quote-unquote, they know about, but we don't, meaning the wealthy. And I'm not talking about race-wise, because there are individuals, especially in even in the black community, the black race, that also are very wealthy and also know about these strategies. But is there a, like, there's 10 main strategies that the average person doesn't know, or is there 5 main strategies, you know, something like that? I'm just curious myself.
Hundreds of strategies. I'm trying to, and I'm trying. It's not that I don't want to give it away. We'll be on this phone all day.
It's just that
you know, it's so hundreds. Yes,
wow.
It's so, oh my gosh, just broad. It just depends on the situation. Once we get the snapshot, we can design anything for you, depending on what you want. And if not what we want to advise you on, you tell us what you want, and we design it.
So you're like an architect.
You want to have this much money at this age. You want to have this much money for your kids at this age. You know, when I die, I want my family to have this much money for this long. We pinpoint it.
Now, did you go to school for this? Is this a degree that a person can take so that they can learn how to architecturally help a person? Is it work experience? How did you come across this?
Any degree with your bachelor's or your undergrad or your graduate PhD, that's going to give you the foundation. But for insurance planning, security planning, that's an actual securities license with CNAR, NASDAQ, where you have to take your state licenses to do so. We're kind of like, I would say, equivalent to, you know, the doctor of money. I mean, as a doctor, you got to go to med school, you got to do your undergrad, your grad, and then you need to take your state licenses. Or just like an attorney, you got to take your bar exam. Well, the same thing for us.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. I never quite heard it put like that, a doctor of money. Well, awesome. And then talking about, okay, so wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's so interesting, because I remember when I was in graduate school and working on my MBA, finance was, you know, of course, one of the choices. There was administration and finance, HR, marketing were the main ones. And I remember I remember all the students that were getting their MBAs in finance, right? And I remember thinking, well, yeah, they want to go work on Wall Street. They're going to be dealing with all the securities markets and the stocks and bonds and, you know, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. And, you know, I had that choice just like everyone else. I could have chosen finance. As a matter of fact, I think I had it as a major for like half a semester and then I changed. But I was like, ooh, boy, this is a lot of stuff here they want me to do.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of information. And it comes with a lot of experience. Like with me, you know, I've been in pretty much touched every area in finance, from banking, insurance companies. You know, I've worked for a major, which is insurance company, as a planner, actually the number one in the world. Top banks I worked for wore all hats. So it came a lot with the experience, too, and me just knowing what my personal goals are or where I want to be career-wise. So I guess everyone just, you know, has, you know, their individual goals, and that's just what my goal was, to eventually be able to individually relationship manage for, you know, high net worth clients. And that's what I shot for from the time I started in finance at the age of 19 years old, which was about 16 years ago. Took a lot of work.
Wow. You started at age 16?
19.
Oh, 19. Well, well, still, that's very young to get into this field.
Yeah.
And so your radio show, tell us about your radio show and how people can tune in, and what are some of the things that, you know, you talk about on your show?
Well, people can go to buildgrowandenjoy.com. I air Mondays to Wednesday. Right now, I'm on a financial empowerment tour where we're taking it coast to coast. This is why I am in California. So I am airing every day right now until about June. Just, you know, we have guests that come on the show that talks about money. I have, which is the financial empowerment piece of the show. I have Entrepreneur Talk, where I have entrepreneurs nationwide come on the air, talk about their business, allowing the community to know who they are. In addition to that, they also share best practices to the next person that's either trying to be an entrepreneur or can share best practices with them to help their business grow. And we also have a forum called From the Hustle to the Boardroom where we are looking to discover and launch the best business project out there. So you can go to InterSeedConsultants.com and get more information from there. That is my consultant firm where I do project funding for businesses. So there's a lot that's going on. You just got to come to BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Like I said, we're taking the financial literacy movement to another level. We are in the process of setting up an upcoming tour, a huge tour that's going to kick off in Atlanta in June. So you've got to tune in to get more information. But BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com is where you can come to get all the information you need.
Awesome, awesome. Sounds like a very interesting project to be out there helping people. I tell you, people certainly need help, and you're working with entrepreneurs. Now, is being an entrepreneur, is that considered a strategy for getting wealth? Where do you rank being an entrepreneur in this whole financial building wealth scenario?
On the top. I mean, small businesses is what drive the economy. There's a lot of, everyone knows there's a lot of risk of going in business for yourself, but then and again, you have that flexibility to not limit your income. So being an entrepreneur, that's why so many people would want to be in business for themselves, not just for the flexibility, but the potential to have that control over your own income earning. So I would rank it as top because it's what drives this economy.
So that would be, it sounds like a great show to tune in and to hear how other entrepreneurs are practicing what is best, what works best in the marketplace. And so that sounds like a very, very powerful show. And I also, yes, I also have a question from someone in the chat room, and the person wants to know, how do you feel about precious metals such as gold and platinum?
Gold and platinum is really hot right now. So I mean, it's a hot item. So right now, I think that it's a great money maker for you right now. If you have your hands on it, it's more valuable than cash, I'll tell you that. But I don't really get into commodities. I'm not a commodities person, and that is considered a commodity. But precious metal and gold right now is a huge trading investment right now. I can say that. So if you do have your hands on it, then you should have some money in your pocket.
Now, when you say you're not a commodities a commodities person, versus what kind of invest or what kind of financial
commodities, I'm not really an advisor on the commodities, the stocks, I know about it. I'm more on, like I said, the financial planning, more of the individual personal situation themselves, kind of like a relationship manager. Things that I would, choose, like I said, my strategies are insurance planning, where I actually just take what someone can save and design that plan for them on where they desire. And I use that through insurance avenues, insurance, what do I want to say? I want to say this, what they invest into. And when you're doing insurance planning, it's all based off the strength of the company that you use. The company that I use is number one in the world. So that's what I would say the comparison is. I mean, I do have a lot of partners. I can tap into that, but it's a very that's another unique strategy, a way that you can actually build your wealth, but it's also extremely, extremely risky. So my thing is that I like less risk, right. And everything has a risk, but less risk is always best for me, and insurance planning has that umbrella.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking along those lines as well, definitely with the risk, and then sometimes the market is very volatile. I know there are even now about, you know, a market crash and some things like that. And you've got to really, really, really keep up with the market, I would think.
You definitely got to keep up with it daily. Yeah.
Thank goodness. Because I know I worked for Smith Barney for a short time. I worked in their broker office here in Short Hills, New Jersey. And I worked there one time as a temp through a temp agency for about just something to do. This was going back about 12, 13 years ago. And, wow, I just remember all of the brokers. And, you know, of course, they would be willing and dealing big time stock trading
right.
and what have you.
Right.
But boy, oh boy, I mean, you know, you had the nicest ones, and then you had those ones that were mean because they had just lost someone $1 million or something.
Right.
And
it could happen in a matter of seconds.
Right, right. You walk back to give them a message from someone, and they're all nice and jolly, and you go back half hour later, and they're like, got their head in their hands, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Being the person that I was, though I was the receptionist. I just, like I said, a little temp job. But at the same time, I took it as an opportunity of being a business major. Anyway, I took it as an opportunity to interview everyone that would stop and talk to me for 5 minutes. And I would ask them about the market and their jobs and what they were doing and how it was going. And I got a real inside bird's view to that investment. And plus watching clients come in, mostly
right.
men. There were a few women coming in with all of their millions that they were coming to either check on or they had a new investment. And I mean, it was exciting to me, you know.
Nowadays people, you know, are very cautious. So people are not really taking that route unless, you know, they have the money to really put out there and risk. You know, a lot of people don't. So right now people are looking for guarantees, and insurance companies can offer that right now. And that's what they're offering. They have been offering. And more people, you know, that's why we want to educate it. And let people know that option is out there, and more people are coming to the insurance companies because they are, you know, learning that, wow, we can get some guarantees here. With all the risk and, you know, the banks going under, people are extra cautious. So that's another thing that insurance companies are able to offer nowadays are guarantees.
I was going to say, is that something happening right now that the insurance companies are getting more customers due to in the economy?
Yep. People are coming to the insurance companies. I mean, the insurance companies is the background of the banks. I mean, is the foundation.
Wow.
So a lot of people just didn't understand it because they're more behind the scenes. So more people are learning, like, wow, you know, I should have just came here, you know, if I wanted to accumulate that wealth. Of course, the banks are there, you know, as that daily transaction, you know, avenue or bucket. But if you really want to accumulate the cash, the wealth within your life to create that legacy, I would definitely tell everyone to go insurance planning. And I'm saying that with a person that's pretty much been in finance 16 years, and I'm in all three avenues, banking, insurance, and the private equity world. So insurance is the way to go.
And what about these insurance companies? Now, what if, okay, like I know of New York Life and some few others, Prudential, what have you, but what if a person, you know, goes out and tries to invest with an insurance company and happens to invest in a company that is no longer there 5 years from now?
Yeah.
Or less.
They definitely, when you go look for an insurance company, you want to look at their ratings, their strength, their financial ratings, you know, the triple A's. You know, you don't want really anything B and below because that'll tell you what their financial strength is. Like you said, the big ones, the MetLife, the New York Life, the Prudentials, they're all top-rated A banks. So they have that financial strength behind them. So, it falls back to what I was saying to you earlier. It's all in the strength of the company that you go to. So definitely you want to look for the financial strength. All that should be printed and be able to provide. All insurance companies should be able to provide that for you. Just ask them for their ratings, their financial ratings, and you definitely want to go AAA and above.
Well, if you've just tuned into the show, you are listening to financial planning expert Ms. Kalithia Jenkins. She is the owner and CEO of Build, Grow, and Enjoy. She promotes financial literacy through education and communication. She also hosts a radio show in Atlanta, Georgia called The Light. Please go to her website, buildgrowandenjoy.com, where you can take advantage of strategies that she puts forth to help you get the wealth that you want, that you need. She will also help you understand the difference between making money and just spending it on the things that you want versus saving money and amassing wealth for your future so that your lifestyle can continue many, many years, you know, in the present and in the future. And also for your family members, she is very knowledgeable in this field. She's working in the field 16 years since she was age 19. She's worked in all areas of financial planning and investment, including banking, like she said, in the, you know, private securities type markets, but also in insurance. She said that insurance companies and insurance planning is one of the secret strategies. She didn't say secret. I threw that in there. Strategies that the wealthy use to save their money, to protect their money from too much taxes and a heavy tax burden, so that they will have more money later on when they are older and less able to work and make the kind of income they want. But while we're younger and we can work and we can market, and even for a business owner, you see a lot of people, they have business and then they turn 70 or so and they have to retire from their business and then they go and live like a pauper. That should not be. Right, Kalithia?
Exactly. Exactly. At that point, you know, you can't take it with you. You need to enjoy it.
No. Serious. It should have a way. And these insurance companies are, and I know, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, you're here sharing this, because I'm telling you, toward the end of the spring semester, we got to the finance chapter in the business course that I teach, and I said to my students, the book just listed insurance companies as a way of investment. And I said to them a little bit more because of, you know, what I know in conversations like this. And I actually went through an insurance course with New York Life. I was going to become an insurance agent. And I had done something with, you remember Hancock? You remember them?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Are they still around? I don't know.
No. Yeah, I think they dissolved. I think. I'm not sure. I haven't heard about them in a while, though.
They were big about 15, 16, 17 years ago.
Right.
And I remember through one of, you know, they were going to hire me to be a rep. They used to hire, you know,
right,
people. So, nonetheless, though, and I was telling these students this, so this is just so, and that they were interested. They were told they had no clue. So I know,
right,
what you're saying, educating, going around. So these were college students, and even some of the ones were, you know, maybe in their mid-30s, even early 40s. They were like shocked. They were like, you mean to tell me,
right,
not going to the bank and opening a savings account, okay, or having my 401k on my job? And I says, oh, no. And then I gave them a couple of scenarios about some of the insurance reps that I met. They showed me their portfolios and how much they were investing and some timelines, some annuities and things like that, that they were going to have that money later. And they were like, oh, we're looking into this, Ms. Williams. So,
I
barely knew anything, nothing like what you have to share with them.
And Dale Hancock is still around, just to correct that. They are still around. I just have to pull it back in. Yeah, John Hancock, they are still around. Yes, very strong.
I remember they were big for a while. Hancock, yeah. You know, they used big commercials. And
right.
But thank you for that. But, yeah, so people need to know that there is a way that you can make your money work for you, like you said, There's no need to spend everything you have. You have to have these percentages you talked about. There has to be percentages that you are saving through investments like insurance. And then there's, of course, you're going to still have some that you spend. But people need to be taught that, because some of us have been taught the other way, to just spend every dime you make.
Right.
And even if we save some, we're saving just a very small amount, and we're still not amassing
right.
wealth with.
Right.
So I say, people, you need to get onto her website, and she'll probably be in a city near you. You said you're going to be traveling around the country.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I'm in San Diego now, and you know, I'm based out of Atlanta, but I'm in San Diego, my hometown, which is one of the hardest hit cities. And since being here, I flew in Easter Day. I have just been ripping. I've done engagements. I have a list of engagements to go speak, and they are just reaching out to me out here. So, you know, I'm tapping into the California market. We all know they were hit really bad, especially my hometown, San Diego. So I'm really excited to be able to come and just give back to my community in which I grew up, you know, and gave me the opportunity to be where I am at today.
Well, just to let you know, she specializes in money management, wealth accumulation, tax saving strategies, and private equity investment advisory. She also provides financial analysis and planning strategies regardless of a person's income level. And she works with individuals, families, and businesses, organizations, and institutions, no matter what their current situation may be. And on her radio show, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, which is on WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. It's in Atlanta promoting, she's there promoting financial literacy through education and communication. And I know you said you have the program where you have business entrepreneurs who come on and share their best practices. Now, is this best practices of how they do their finances, or is this just basic business best practices?
Pretty much everything across the board, but mostly, you know, a lot of them that come on are our community businesses that drive the income and grow our community. I mean, I have business owners that come in and, you know, struggling just to get started, and to now they're making, you know, $2.5-3 million a year. So it's just everyone across the board sharing just, you know, ways that, you know, they can share with other entrepreneurs on, you know, hey, this is what you need to do, this is what you need not to do, because we all know everything we learn in life. Yeah, we can read every book in the world, but it's all about life experience. So it's just real talk, life experience, shared best practices just to help that next entrepreneur that wants to get to that level.
And what time does that, when do you have those sessions?
Usually, like, the entrepreneur talk is on Mondays and Fridays. And, you know, I air at 3 o'clock Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. So Mondays and Fridays is the segment for Entrepreneur Talk. Tuesdays and Wednesdays is the financial empowerment piece, where I have financial gurus come on. Thursdays is for the From the Hustle to the Boardroom, that talks about the form and different panelists that will come on. I'm working on getting, like, pieces of people to come on, experts to come on and maybe do, like, you know, an ask session where people can call in. So there's a lot that we're working on. But the Entrepreneur Talk piece is on Mondays and Fridays. And we have some great guests coming on Monday. So definitely, you know, everyone just tune in on Monday. So that'll be the next segment that comes on for Entrepreneur Talk. Today, I had a guy that was going to come on out here in California, a guy I've been working with all through the bank. The guy's extremely successful, to tell his strategies and how he built his empire. The guy's a multimillionaire, and but he's unable to come on, so I had to reschedule him. He had some uncontrollable circumstances that came up, and he was unable to get on the air. But, I mean, this guy has bought businesses throughout the city here, or, you know, throughout California, to grow his wealth, and pretty much flip them and created a multi-million-dollar empire. Extremely wealthy. So
now,
he's going to come on the air and share those best practices.
Now, can people hear this anywhere in the world? They can hear your show?
Anywhere, because my site's driven offline. You go to buildgrowandenjoy.com, and just click the Blog Talk play button, and you know, Blog Talk, and you're tuning in.
Oh, okay. So us business owners, us small business owners, we can tune in on Mondays and Fridays at 3 p.m.
Yes. 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. And
go to the website.
Yeah, it's a lot that's going on. For Entrepreneur Talk, it's Mondays and Fridays. Like I said, I usually air Mondays and Wednesdays, but right now with this financial empowerment tour, it is every day right now. I'm looking to to look out June.
And also people can connect with you on Facebook as well. You have a page on Facebook, and people can also get, you know, daily updates to what you're doing. And I know I've seen on there your From the Hustle to the Boardroom.
Yes. That's one of the
books. Looks very, very, very interesting. And so...
From the Hustle to the Boardroom.
Okay. Well, everyone, we thank you so much for... I don't want to, you know, I know you're busy. You're out there in California. So, I mean, you know, the show goes to 8 o'clock. You're welcome to stay. But at the same time, I know I've heard your phone ringing a few times. You might have to go. And, you know, I will ask if anyone has a burning question that you would like to, you know, ask Ms. Jenkins before she leaves. If you're on the switchboard, you just hit your number one key. I'll open up your phone line. If you have any questions about insurance, investments, if you have any questions about financial planning, how soon should you start looking at whatever your question might be, you can hit your number one key. And then if you are in the chat room and you have a comment or question, and I would like to say good morning to those of you in the chat room. Good morning, Ms. Kiva Renee and others. Now, like I said before, please type your question in. We also welcome the guests in the chat room as well. But I, you know, certainly thank you and appreciate you coming on here and confirming for so many people and, you know, maybe just giving us that one more nudge to make us get to the point where we are truly taking this thing serious that, you know, I don't know about you, Kalithia. I don't know if you see this at all in your travels, in your seminars, your workshops, and what you do, where it seems to be, from other seminars that I've been in, it seems to be a lot of fear associated with getting wealth, especially for Christians. And so I bring that up because there are a lot of Christians that listen to this particular radio show. Either live or they tune in later to the, we know we have people tuning into the archives. And from what I've seen, and I mean going even from my own experience, just knowing what I was taught as a child, you know, money is the root of all evil. I was taught that as a child. I heard it. Not saying my parents taught me per se, but I heard it. Okay.
Right.
If you have too much, you know, a rich man cannot get through into heaven, much as a camel can get through the eye of a needle.
Right.
And, you know, I know I can never see that little eye. So anyway, you know.
Well, you know, fear is fear. I mean, being a Christian and just across the board for everyone, we all got a little fear. But it's just the fear of the unknown. And that's why you have to be the one to take that step forward and educate yourself. I mean, we can lead you to the water, but we can't make you drink. We'll try to by maybe feeding you, and then you'll have no choice but to drink, but we can just lead you there. But you definitely have to just be the one to release that fear and just educate yourself so that you don't have that fear, because fear just comes from just not understanding. So you have to educate yourself.
So what happens when you go to, I'm sure there are church groups who bring you in to seminars?
Yeah, well, my WIGO is a gospel radio station. I'm a youth leader for Word of Faith, Brana Brothers in Atlanta. So I do a lot within, you know, my, you know, church group and, you know, ministries and everything that I do is faith-based. So it's funny that you brought that up. That's why I'm able to say that, because, you know, it is. It's just, you know, I find that it's the fear, it's there because they just don't understand. But it's not just the Christians, it's everyone. And people are really afraid right now after what's going on in this economy. So people are extra cautious. So that's why people like myself and, you know, other partners that I'm working with, we want to take that time to educate, because the more people understand, the more that fear is not going to be there. And then they get it, they go, oh, okay. And they end up learning something that, you know, realizing that, you know, there was really nothing that they needed to be afraid of. They just needed to take that step forward and start educating themselves financially.
Because I'm thinking, like, you know, to the level of, you know, well, because I think that being wealthy, being rich is a bad thing. Okay. So, therefore.
Well, that, the, with the wealthy, I can tell you that the wealthy people, you know, are not wealthy just because. They have left legacies for their families. They have educated generation to generation within their families, and that's why they are able to continue to build that wealth, because they, you have one generation that teaches the next generation to roll it over to that generation, then that generation is teaching the next, and that's how they continually stay wealthy. They educate, you know, within their circle, and they leave that legacy. When they die off, they leave it to their next heirs, and it just rolls through from there. And this has been going on for 200-plus years. It's just that, you know, us as the masses wasn't a target market, you know. It's just that, you know, it just wasn't a target market. So that's why, you know, once I got into insurances, I'm just like, wow, you know, it kind of took me for shock, me, you know, and I was like, wow, I have got to get this out. So I had to testing it. Yeah, I started testing it, and people were very fearful. I was like, what in the world? Is that an uncomfortable? Because they didn't understand it. So I was like, okay, all right. I bet you they'll listen if I get on radio. and boy, have they. So I'm glad that, you know, people are, you know, adhering to the advice, because it's what's been going on. And if they want to know, they need to tune in, because that's what's happening. That's how these wealthy people are staying wealthy. That's how they became wealthy. And, I mean, it's just real talk. It's real talk.
Now, what do you think about, what is it, David Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
I love that book. That is like one of my favorite books, because it is absolutely true. It is absolutely true. Assets, assets, assets. That's what it's all about. Assets is going to build your wealth. So, yes, that book is actually one of my favorite books. Poor Dad is like the homie. But it's true. You know, the guy goes out there and, you know, he becomes the jack of all trades, the master of none. What he's learned, he implements. And get out there and, you know, risk take and build his wealth through assets. You can never go wrong with assets. So, and when I say assets, it's just not monetary. You know, he's, you know, into, you know, like buying businesses, like the guy I was supposed to have come on today. You know, that's an asset. Brick and mortars, you know, real estate, all assets. So his concept is extremely, extremely that's another unique strategy, and it's a very good strategy that's out there that a lot of people have taken in. But I mean, with the economy right now, you know, it's not as easy to walk in and, you know, get the loans that you need to, you know, buy those assets. So you got to kind of, you know, build yourself up to that point and transition into buying those bigger assets to accumulate that wealth in that way. And that's what said a lot of people are coming to the way for the insurance companies, because they're able to accumulate that cash through the dividends that's paid within the policies, and also protect it for the taxes and you know, the death benefits. So there's a lot of strategic ways, but yes, I love that book. That guy is awesome. I love him, I love him, I love him.
And what about Think and Grow Rich?
That is another one of my favorite books. That's like a little Bible for me. Actually, I have that right, like, next to me every night. So, yes, another great book with another great concept. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich, and the Covey book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, are three of my favorite books.
All right. So for those of you out there who are looking to improve your financial status and looking to improve your financial management, definitely I also recommend all three of those books. Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and or Dr. Dennis Kimbrough's Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, and David Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And also Ms. Kalithia Jenkins' book. No, I don't know if you have a book, but you probably do.
I'm trying to work on that.
You have a radio show, so we're going to be tuned into your radio show. We wish you so much success with your From the Hustle to the Boardroom, that project that you're touring the country with, your radio show for the business owners. They can tune in. They can get the best practices from people in the trenches, people out there that have been there, done that, got the T-shirt and had it bronzed. And so they can learn firsthand of what you are, what you see when you're out there in the field, and the strategies that you share with others. We so thank you for coming on today and really getting that information out. And we wanted people to get over the fear. And, I know as a believer myself, it's like, you know, okay, God, you want me to have all this money. But then I keep thinking about the millions and millions of places where he really just wants us to be a vessel. So the money is only moving. Your hands are only going to touch it for a short time.
Right.
So
right.
He just wants to bet. He wants to funnel this money through. So it's okay to think. But you're not going to funnel anything through if we're not thinking. Well, that's why he says think and grow rich. We have to, and I know Dennis Kimbrough loves to say, the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows.
Right.
And you said build, grow, and enjoy. So we have to get our thinking in the right place so that we can grow. And then that's why I know you're doing all of this educating, because that's just the thinking piece, the cognitive piece. That's the part where we really have to think about it. And I can't wait to meet you. I look forward to coming to Atlanta again, hopefully you're there, or Cincinnati, Ohio is my hometown, so I look forward to when you go there. I have a sister there who has her own business, and I would just absolutely love for her to, you know, get a chance to meet you and others that are there as well. And
awesome.
If you ever, yes, and when you come to the New Jersey area or New York, please, even though New Jersey and New York, they seem so close, but they're yet so far away. I rarely get over to New York, and I mean, really, it's just a 30-minute train ride. Or in the middle of the night, it's a 10-minute car ride. Now, in the morning, it's a 2-hour car ride. But the night, when not many people are moving, it's like 10 minutes. But New Jersey is easier to get around here. So, whenever. But we thank you so much again. Build, grow, and enjoy. You have to spell it all out. buildgrowandenjoy.com. Please remember that website. Once you get on that website, she has a host of other sites that you could connect with to get your finances in order. Let's just do it. Like you said, what do we have to lose? And you said
nothing.
Everyone that has tried it has been pleased and happy. So, I mean, really, we have no excuse, none.
Right.
So we thank you so much, Ms. Kalithia. Thank you for coming back. This is your second time here on the show. I feel so special to have you twice with your busy schedule. I really, really, really do. We know last time you were on, we had some technical difficulties, so we had to redo the show. So we are so glad. I hope that you're pleased with the show, and you will have the link up, and you can certainly share it on your sites or wherever you would like. We would be honored if you did that, and we thank you for all that advice, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. Thank you for coming, and we hope you have a great day. Thank you to Mr. Paul Kiriazzi over there in Tokyo, Japan, and Mr. Master Motivator down in Philadelphia, Miss Kiva, and who has a show coming on Blog Talk in a few hours. She's in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you to Miss Dancy all the way down in North Carolina, and to Miss Hope Harper, who is right there in Ohio with Custom Care Dry Cleaners. And please, 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 if you're in Cincinnati, you've got to get all your clothes cleaned there. She is the best. And to Miss Patricia Martin, oh, my God, she is so awesome. I so thank God for her. And we wish her much success tomorrow morning, Saturday, at her event, 100 Women in White and 100 Men in Black. If you're in the New Jersey area, please stop by Plainfield, New Jersey. It's the Shekinah Generations Church. Please follow her on Facebook and get all the details, or you can go to my page. Again, thank you, Ms. Jenkins. That's all we have time for.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.